The U.S. cotton industry received some much-needed good news from EPA recently. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us to explain some of the new product approvals and how they will help U.S. cotton producers next production season.
Specifically on the EPA regulatory area, some good news recently out of EPA regarding a label approval for the use of dicamba on dicamba-tolerant cotton varieties. While those varieties have been available for a couple of years for planting, there's not been a label to apply this herbicide to control those weed pests. So this will be a new tool that growers have to use thanks to this action by EPA. While it is still subject to individual state approvals, those are expected to be in place in time for the 2017 growing season.
And related to that approval?
The Enlist Duo technology, which is a 2,4-D product. Again, the cotton varieties with that tolerance gene are already available, but EPA is in the comment period right now accepting comments on whether or not to label Enlist Duo 2,4-D for application over these cotton varieties. And so the council is commenting this week in support of that, and again are hopeful that this action will be completed in time for growers to use that technology as well in 2017.
Despite these product approvals, the council still has their work cut out for them on the regulatory front.
The other areas that we continue to be focused regarding pesticide issues is maintaining access to malathion, which is critical for our continuing activities in the boll weevil eradication program. EPA is currently taking a hard look at that class of pesticides, and so we've got a significant focus on trying to maintain the ability to use malathion. And then there's ongoing issues regarding the class of insecticides, the neonic products, and the impact that they may or may not have on pollinators, trying to do some proactive work with EPA and the registrant companies that manufacture these products to try to address this in a way that allows industry to still have access to these critically important crop protection tools.